Guys, Onem is so much more than just a YouTube channel. It is a global members club for ambitious and driven men from all around the world. I would say the average age is around about 26. This is backed up by a world-class network with a directory, so you can search people's skills, job titles, where they're from, see who's from your country and your area, etc. Additionally, we have added optional extras which embody life setup, something that I've been talking about for years, where you can use our Barcelona VIP seats, which are at their new stadium. You can bring a friend, a girlfriend, you can bring business colleagues, whatever. You can use this resort here in Granada, which comes with a heated pool. It has a gym, sauna, terrace, rooftops, cinema room, everything that you will ever need. You can use it like a five-star hotel. Come and stay here when you burn out. Come and stay here and hang out with members that you meet in the group. Every month we do optional trips as well. We do Tulum, Bali, Porto, Crete, Iceland, Cannes, Monaco, the list goes on. It's one hell of an offer. I personally think it's the best offer in this entire industry. The return on investment that you're getting for your success, your lifestyle, your personal growth is matched by nothing else. So if you want to learn more, click the link below. Now back to the video that you came here to watch. All right, boys, little life hack. Whenever you're anywhere, just have like a GTA compass in your head. I think it's like an old gypsy genetics thing. I mean, half my family's Irish. My gran came over to the UK with no shoes on. literally had no shoes on in the snow. So there's got to be some gypsy blood in there somewhere. Back to the video. I'm fucking around. What am I doing? This is a bit of a shithole, to be honest, isn't it? Why did I come this way? This looks terrible. I want to talk to you guys about the straight eight system, something I created years ago. Actually, do you know what? Do you know what's funny about this camera? Is everyone thinks you're just FaceTiming. So, you know, if I had it side on, people don't look at you or something like that. Like, girls might look down at the floor or, you know, because they think, oh, I don't want to be posted online. And then guys will start acting like differently. Do you know what I mean? Like, they might want to say something to you. They might want to like do something weird. So you get crazy reactions like this. It's kind of funny. Like everyone just does what they were gonna do anyway because they don't realize you're recording them. So you get natural reactions. But I wanna talk about the straight eight system. So straight seven system is you. That's what I've taught you for years. It's you, it's your body, your hygiene, your fashion, everything, all the stuff like that. And you know, straight eight is what you have, what you own. What I mean by that is, for example, like seven could be your body, your fashion. That's you. That's straight seven system. Straight eight system is like the car that you have. Just check so we don't get hit on. It'd be kind of cool to watch though, wouldn't it? Straight eight system is like what you have. And, you know, although you don't own your woman could be like an eight. Your car could be like an eight. Your house could be like an eight. So why'd you do this? Why would you not want assets and a partner that is a straight 10 out of 10 or an asset that's a 10 out of 10? Looks like somebody's been sick yet. What is going on? Weird. But yeah, you do not want assets that are like a 10 because it's dangerous. Like if you have a straight 10 girlfriend and the whole world, like I'm talking like the most beautiful supermodel you've ever seen, you're now competing with like you're competing with like Henry Cavill. Everywhere you go, like she's gonna be famous. There's just no way around it. She's gonna have like 100k subs, 200k subs. Every day you're gonna have guys jumping in the DMs. She's a security risk because she's too beautiful. You take her to certain countries and she's a kidnapping risk. It's just fucking hassle, man. And I just don't think it's worth the squeeze. I think for a little bit of extra beauty, which you're not even gonna notice because most women, and I hate this classification of 1 to 10, I actually think it's childish, but I'm going to do it so that people understand it. If you have a woman that is an 8 out of 10, you don't really notice the difference. Like, they're all beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not really going to notice it. It's still really effective to your life. Like, you're still going to look and be like, wow, she's the most beautiful woman ever when she's dressed up. So it's not worth the squeeze on the back end with the hassle that comes with it. Same with the car. Let's say you get like a 110 Defender, which I would think is maybe like an 8 out of 10 car, or you go and get, look how old this is, this looks like Budapest, it's pretty cool, but you go and get a 10 car, like a Bugatti, you got hassle, you got security risks, you got massive costs, you got maintenance fees, it's a giant pain in your ass, versus if you have like a 110 Defender, you're going to get none of the kind of excess shit, but you're gonna get all of the benefits. That's the way I look at it. This street's boring. Let's just go somewhere else. But you're gonna get none of the benefits. So it's kind of like if you were to draw a graph, you know, it would be like benefits of an 8 out of 10 anything, like an 8 out of 10 house. Benefits are like through the fucking roof. And it's, I think it's the perfect balance of where you have all of the benefits before you get any of the negatives. That's what an 8 is. It's almost like a unicorn zone, like that guy drew years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got a house that is an 8 out of 10. And it's big and it's cool and it's got some nice features and shit, but it's not unmanageable, because a 9 or a 10 becomes unmanageable, and that's not what you want. You just want really good asset, really good lifestyle, huge bang for your buck, loads of benefits, but none of the negatives that come with it. I think that's the key. That's what people don't realize. And if you go for stuff that's just like 10 across the board, you are gonna need security outside your house. You're gonna probably need to buy like 5 dogs. People are gonna be looking for you. You're gonna be on people's radars. People are gonna be kind of like, people are gonna know. There's gonna be signs, it's gonna give shit away. Whereas if you don't do that, you can have a much better life. You know, like, I think it's the same with cities. I think if you go and move to like a Miami, which would be considered like a tent, you've got crazy competition, you've got, oh shit, Nick fell on my ass. Let's leave that in there, it'll be funny. You've got crazy competition, you've got more expensive shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, having a nice car is like, yeah, so what, mate? You got a nice car, never mind. Whereas, I think if you do that somewhere like, I've always called a tier 2 city. Like, if you were living in, I think here, for example, or even like, if you were living in like Lisbon, or if you were living in, I don't know, Budapest, like, you're getting crazy, crazy benefits for the same thing. That's what it is. What you don't want to do is go and buy like a really nice car and everybody's got one. What you want in an ideal world is like, you're the only guy that has it. Like, what's the point in being a multimillionaire if you're living in Beverly Hills? Like, you drive past in a nice car and everyone's like, yeah, so what? Like, there's no bang for the buck. Like, living in the city that is a 10, like, it just, you don't really stand out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think everything you do, everything you buy, should be like an 8 out of 10. Because, like, let's say you have a holiday home that is a 10 out of 10, and it is just absolutely exceptional. While you're away, you're going to need a maintenance team of like 6 people to make sure that place doesn't go under. You're also going to need like a security team of 3 or 4 people who are going to be able to... everyone keeps walking into me. What's going on? I'm the biggest bloke here. Watch out. Like, you're going to need a security team to keep everything safe before you get back to it. You know, you rent it out on Airbnb and stuff. You've got to be careful of who's going in there. If you don't, you've got ongoing maintenance costs. You're just losing money for 9 months of the year. It's just hassle. Like, you, like, put it this way. In Granada sometimes, like, the house is big, but it's not huge. But I still don't even know if anybody's there. Like, there were 6 of us there the other day. I didn't even know. I was like, where's the boys? Like, I lost track of like 3-4 people. I was talking to one of the guys and I was like, where is everyone? He's like, well, I think he's upstairs. I don't know. So he might be in the gym. So we went outside when I found him. I was like, oh, there we go. So that's a house of that size. Now, imagine if you had that house in Cannes that we stayed in. Fuck, man, like, you're gonna lose track of so many people. It's gonna be absolutely ridiculous. Like, somebody could break into your house and be there for a week, you wouldn't even know. Like, I heard a story of a guy that was hiding in somebody's attic and nobody even knew he was there. He lived there for like 6 months, nobody even knew. It's fucking hassle. Could you imagine that scenario? Between, that actually looks like a really nice place. I would go in if they did coffee. Do I need a coffee? Kinda need some food, boys. Should we just go and sit there? Fuck it, let's go and sit there. Let's just see what they do. What are they gonna do, mate? See what happens, you know? Ah, sorry, sir, no filming. Nah. Am I in the sun here? Shit. No, I'm not. Alright, nice. I reckon we get a coffee. They do food, I haven't eaten yet. I actually had one almond, which is really weird, but yeah. Hi. Can I just get a coffee? A latte, please, with milk.
No? Restaurant. If you want
only food. Can I see the menu as well, then, please?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
But only one person?
Yeah, just me. I'm a lonely man.
I ask because I think this table is a reservation.
Is that one?
I ask, okay?
Okay. No worries. I'll be gone in like 10 minutes anyway. I'll just eat something small and then I need to leave anyway. So, does that
I
work?
Ask.
Nice. Thank you. Appreciate it. Reserved. There's nobody here. There's not a single person here, look. It's just me. Oh, wait. Hang on. I forgot you could do that. I told you it's a new skill. Who's it reserved for? Casper the Friendly Ghost. What is she on about? How much better are these videos when I start interacting with people? You guys wait until I get mega aggressive. Not with her. You know, I'm not going to do it with a woman. But wait until I start winding some guys up and whatnot. I think the longer we keep this going, the more you're going to see, like, the real side of it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay. Boys. God, I love the new setup. We can literally live together. It's not gay at all. What we got, lads? What should we go with? What's everyone thinking? We've got side dishes. It's all. Just order lamb or veal on its own, and we'll go from there, boys. I like this streaming thing. It's pretty fucking cool, man. I can see why people do it. You just get so used to it so quick. Do you know what? This is what I love about Europe, though. It's just like, look, you'd have your fire there. You got your nice little plaza. You got some green there. Everything's a bit shit. And that's kind of what I like, is it doesn't quite work. It's not been designed for the real world. Do you know what I mean? It's not been designed for the modern world. And that's what's gone wrong. But it's right, because it's a little bit awkward. There's not enough space. The roads are fucking dog shit. I mean, look at those. You gotta walk on that. You gotta walk with your woman in heels. Like, there's literal divots and potholes over there. I don't know if you can see them, but like, you're gonna be falling all over the place. Like, it just doesn't work. It's not congruent with modern lifestyle. I found that when I was in Porto. I'm actually on camera moaning about it. I was like, this isn't good. That's why I think places like Asia, Dubai, etc., that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it, going from a whole continent to one place. But you get my point. You know, America's a bit like that as well, where everything has been built for the modern world. And because you can't knock any of this down. Not that you'd want to, but you can't knock any of it down. And you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want everywhere to be the same. But, you know, like, people using scooters, people walking everywhere. You know, there's like just random hills and shit that you wouldn't expect, and they've had to build some like mini stairs to get to the top of it, like having a coliseum in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's just kind of crazy, right? But like, yeah, you wouldn't want to change it. If the world was all the same, you'd hate it, but it is not really congruent with modern life. I think it's great to visit. I think it's, like you said, like a museum, but living would be tough. What do you guys think on this topic as well? Like, in terms of, I realise that we've gone completely off topic from the original as well, boys, but never mind. It's kind of like, start with the value and then go into a stream. But what do you think about like living in one place or travelling everywhere? Because I actually think travelling everywhere is the key. I think spending like a few years here, a few years there, 6 months here, 6 months there, until you have kids, then it becomes a bit more awkward. But then again, you could do 2 or 3 different locations. You could really break it up a little bit. You know, it would work. I think it would be successful. Right, we need to get this food and coffee now. I've put the menu down. Right, it's my Signale. Don't know where she's gone. Hey, can I just get the pasta and potatoes, please? Where is it? Where's it gone?
If you're ready, I call my colleague.
No, it's okay. This one here, pasta and potatoes with latte coffee.
Caffè latte or cappuccino?
Caffè latte.
Caffè latte. Okay, this table is reserved if you want.
Okay.
You can
move to that one.
Yes.
Sounds good. Thank
Would
you so
like
much.
Would you like
water? Yeah, please. Yeah,
still water.
Still water. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Would you like wine?
No, I'll be okay.
No. Okay.
Too early for wine.
Okay. I take this.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
Oh, no. I want to teach you something about getting outside, the power of getting outside. Remember when I told you guys about this years ago? I said, you need to get out more. We've got a generation now of people who just want to sit behind a screen, play on their Xbox, PlayStation, whatever it is. The biggest thing in their life is GTA 6 coming out. Do you know how fun it is to just get outside and just explore? Just go and talk to people and whatnot. Like, I was talking to Alvaro in the house about this the other day, Spanish lad, who's a member. And we were saying, like, there's so many guys out there that say, for example, like, girls don't come up to me, I don't meet any, I just don't have, you know, anything really going on. Why don't I have any options? Why do you have options and stuff like that? And we're like, how many of you talked to in the last year? They're like, oh, well, none. You know, maybe there's one at work. And it's just like, well, that's why. Like, sometimes the computer doesn't work because the plug isn't turned on. Sometimes it doesn't work because it's not plugged in. And I think a lot of you are living like that, where, like, there is no esoteric thing that you're looking for. There is no, like, why am I not getting results? Why? It's just like, but mate, have you even done it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, why don't I have a big social media following? Because blah, blah, blah. It's like, are you recording? Are you putting content out? Yeah, I put out 3 videos last year. Okay, that explains it all. Do you know what I mean? That's probably why. Hey, thank you so much. Oh, I love those glasses. Thank you.
Welcome. Enjoy.
Looks so nice. Oh, shit. Look at this, boys. But yeah, it's like, are you even doing anything about it? Like, when people say, I want to be in shape, like, you just got good genetics. It's like, how many times have you been to the gym this year? Oh, I've been 10 times. Okay, that's exhibit A. Or, you know, they're like, well, I just can't be muscular. How many times have you been to the gym? 200. Okay, what did you do when you got there? Cardio. It's just like, nothing is broken in this world. So, like, from what I've found, 1 + 1 = 2. The world is a very logical place, and there is no esoteric theory. Most commonly, it's causality. It's cause and effect. Somebody's just come through as a lead. They have just said, hey, can you remind me, please, what's the price? Yes, it is 4 grand for the year, and it is 15 grand lifetime. And if I were you, I would get in immediately, because that price is going to skyrocket. But as I was saying, the world is very logical. There is, like, kind of no special trait. Do you know what I mean? The guys that talk to more women, it's probably going to have a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? The guys that put out more content, probably going to have a bigger following. The people that don't really see stuff as cringe and they're a little bit braver, like, I don't know, like an iShow Speed or something, or a gym skin, and they're just walking around with a camera, they're going to have a giant audience. Why? Because they just don't care. They don't care. And like I said, the theory is pretty simple. You go to the gym 300 days out of 365 and you lift heavy weights and you keep pushing yourself to lift heavier. Guess what? You're probably going to look better in a year. It's like, guys, it's not rocket science. Like, you put in 18 hours per day of work on your business, or let's say 16, so you can get some decent sleep, then yeah, it's probably going to check out. Do you know what I mean? You're probably going to have everything that you want to have. It's probably all going to click together, and people forget this. It's a little bit ridiculous. I don't know. People don't understand how this shit works. It's weird. I don't get it. But yeah, guys, the power of going outside is just next level. Nobody does this. Nobody does this. Everybody's so hell-bent on just one thing. Of just sitting there, thank you. Of just sitting there and just working all the time. It's like the power of just getting up and getting out. That's all for now, but okay. Like, you could be in your house, you could be in your hotel room and whatnot. Like, you could be led there. I know it's nice, right? You sit there at, like, you lie there in your bed at like 6 a.m. and you think to yourself, I don't want to go anywhere, this is comfortable. But then just remember, because this is one thing that helped me with my depression years ago, is like, there's a whole world out there, there's this whole world outside that is massively exciting, massively fun, endless possibilities, so many people to meet and talk to. And what you'll find is, when I end this and I put it down, she'll probably come back over and go, what are you doing? What was that for? Are you filming for something? Are you a YouTuber? Are you a streamer? And this is, like, you think it's going to be scary. You think people are going to be judging you. And maybe somebody right now is thinking, mate, do you know what? Shut up. Like, I'm just trying to have a coffee in peace and you're just yapping on. Yeah, but I don't know what they're going to do about it. That's the thing. If you just kind of have that mindset, like, nobody's ever going to tell me to shut up. Even if they do, I'm just going to keep going. And you just got to be bulletproof at all times. But what you find is, like, the first times I started recording in the gym, people were looking and I was like, they probably think I'm a dickhead. And then around about an hour later, I would finish, I'd put the camera away, and they would all come over and go, excuse me, mate, what are you filming for? I just wondered, like, I always see you filming. What is it? Are you an influencer? Do you do gym stuff? I just kind of tell them, like, nah, I just do casual YouTube, really. And they're like, nice, can I follow you? I actually think it's really good what you're doing. It's really brave. I wish I was doing that. Like, I want to do something like this in the future. Like, you're taking a risk. Like, I don't know if I've got the confidence to do it. People actually respect it. That's what you end up finding, boys. So, you know, wake up, get out of bed, go and do something. Don't ever have these lazy Saturdays and Sundays, because you just don't know, like, when you're going to get lucky. Like, I think the more you're outside, the more you're doing, the more you're just taking chances, taking risks, the luckier you get. My granddad used to say, I never met him, but he said this apparently, it was like, you make your own luck in this world. And I think 90% of that is just showing up, just getting up, getting out, getting things going, meeting people, having conversations. You just don't know where it's going to lead. Like, I could end up meeting, like, a massive investor. You know, I've met some serious people over the years just in, like, casual cafes that I just randomly went, do you know what, I think I'm going to stop here and go on in. It's a game changer. Do you know what I need to start doing? Breaking the fourth wall. Going behind and in front. But, yeah, I think it's a good kind of, like, second test here, boys. I think this has worked well. And I'm going to do loads more of these moving forward. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Oh, we got a rocky table. Shit. Fuck, this is a problem. Hang on, boys. Nope, made it worse. Fuck. Otherwise, I'm going to be slamming this thing around whilst talking to you all. Do you want to see it? Nice, isn't it? I don't think we need a knife. Unbelievable. It's going to be hot, isn't it? It's alright, to be fair. Let's get our money's worth. Let's do this. Pretty cool, isn't it? In fact, I can just walk around, teach you guys something, do a little video, sit down, have some food, get back up, keep walking. Like, we're like semi-lost right now. Like, I know which direction I'm going in. Yeah, I really know which direction we're going in. But it's kind of cool. You guys should do this more. Try and get lost. Just, everyone's always got a plan. Like, do you know what I realized the other day? I was picking up pomegranates off the floor, cleaning up the house in Granada. And I was counting them. I was literally picking them up and going, 1, 2, in my head. Why? Because I'm autistic as fuck. And that's what we all do. Like, everything is metrics. Everything is numbers. Like, it's fucking stupid. Like, none of us just relax and just focus on having a good life. We're all focused on, like, boys, I just found a flaw in the system. I just had a call and it ended everything. How do I fix that? Can I put it on? Like, look at this. What is this? Should I jump on the back? It'd be hilarious. Like, if I put it on do not disturb, I guess it'll work, right? Hey, mate, where are you going? Can I have a lift? Can I have a lift? Can I jump on? Nah, that's rude. That would have been hilarious. Never mind. Don't ask, you don't get. Never mind. We'll have to find somebody a little bit nicer. All right, look at this. Cobble streets. You drive down here, it's an absolute nightmare, man. I remember on the way here, the guy was driving like 1,000 miles per hour, just jumping everywhere. It was madness. What were we speaking about before it got cut off? I can't remember what we were speaking about, boys. What was it? Fuck, what was it? Oh, getting lost. Everyone's got a plan. Everyone's always got, like, I need to go here by this time, I need to do this, I need to count how many of these I've done, I need to measure it. It's kind of like KPIs and all that stuff. Nah, sometimes just get outside, sometimes just go and enjoy yourself, swing about at life, see where you end up, see what you end up doing, who you bump into, who you end up talking to. Don't really have a plan. Like, I have no flight booked, and I didn't have a flight booked last time. It's just fun. Do you know what, lads? Here's my hotel. This is what I'm talking about. Gypsy compass, full fucking circle. I told you we'd make it back. Didn't use maps. It's gonna look like a dick because that call came in now, but that was unbelievable. Like, as long as you keep heading back in the same direction, you always make it. And we are back. It's a nice hotel. Hey, how are you? How nice is this? Look, it's beautiful. Oh, I actually need to go down here. I need a toilet. Yeah, it's like something out of fucking Star Wars or Dune. It's really cool. It's called Nomos. N-O-M-O-S. I actually wasn't supposed to stay here, but I'm glad I did, because then I came up with this content. Hello, boys. Fuck, that's bad, isn't it? Let's get freshened up and then let's get out of it. You can't follow me into the toilet, though. Goodbye. What in the medieval is this?